here for the last couple of games?
Yeah, I guess that's kind of how it works. New guy in town, you know, unfamiliar faces, guys introducing themselves. I'm introducing myself to guys, and I'm just trying to put names on faces right now. And Coach Tootin got us running a lot out there and lifting and getting us going early. So, you know, we're all starting to come together, and each day that I'm here, you know, it gets a little more familiar and things of that sort. So it's getting there little by little.
Nico, for the record, Koudavides?
Yeah, Koudavides.
Koudavides. Yep. That means you're a new guy when people are asking you how to pronounce
exactly.
Your name.
Don't worry, it's been torched up a few times in my career. So don't worry. But Nico's probably easiest way. That's, you know, it's nice and easy that way, so.
I've been frustrating at Seattle. You were kind of stuck behind a great player, kind of waiting, biding your time, and,
right.
And thinking perhaps to get your chance, you'd have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously, you know, frustrating when you think, obviously, you can play out there. And being behind Lofa, which, you know, me and Lofa kind of came up together in this league, and we learned so much from each other. And, you know, Lofa's, I tell a lot of, you know, people out there, he's kind of a selfish player. He takes a bulldozer to get him off the field. He never wants to come off no matter what because he plays every down. And, you know, but when a game gets kind of out of hand or we got the lead, he's always telling Coach, hey, put Nico in, let him get some reps and things of that nature. But, you know, towards week 12, 13, it gets a little frustrating when you're not getting any defensive reps and you kind of want to go in there because, you know, you practice all year round and you're only playing special teams. But, you know, that's – it's kind of done. A new chapter has begun, and, you know, I'm excited to be here as a Bronco.
So they basically had to get rid of you to free up all that money to give him his extension?
Yeah, I guess he restructured with a bunch of guys on the team, but he's got his money now, and I'm sure he's very happy.
Can you just talk about what you feel your opportunity is here?
You know, obviously it's a new start for me. You know, last year, you know, there were some struggles on the defense side of the ball. You know, they were just looking for new pieces and, you know, come in here with high character guys, things of that nature, and you know, just get this team back rolling to what it's done in the past. Obviously, the three best linebackers are going to play, no matter which way. And I wouldn't expect any other situation. You got to compete in this league, and the best three will play no matter what. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm here for. You know, they got confidence in me, and, you know, I got a lot of confidence in myself. And, you know, only time will tell exactly what's going
to
happen.
Do you look at it as the middle job is yours to lose right now?
Not really. You know, in my point of view right now is just understanding the defense, getting all the terminology down. And then when, you know, the OTAs come and as training camp comes, you know, I'll see where I kind of fit into everything. And, you know, obviously everyone in this league wants to be the starter. And, you know, I'm a confident person and I right now, you know, want to be that starter, but is it going to come easy? No, you got to work for it, and that's kind of how it's going to be. So, you know, like I said, only time will tell for what kind of happens down the road.
You know, did they tell you you will enter the offseason camps as with the first team defense?
No, they haven't said anything. I haven't seen any depth charts of that nature. You know, like we said, when I came here on my visit, you know, they said, you know, the opportunity is there for Mike linebacker. You know, obviously you're going to have to compete. We will play the best three linebackers and on any team. You know, that's how it always works. So, looking forward to it.
Have you talked to DJ at all? He adapted to that position last year. They've moved him around.
Right.
You communicated with him.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit here for the last, you know, worked out with him for 2 days. Kind of he had a tough situation. He's been, you know, each year playing different spots. And in this league, it's tough because once you get comfortable at one position, you know, the more confident and comfortable you are out there, the better you're going to play. And, you know, to move back and forth, I kind of feel kind of for him in that situation. But, you know, I'm just here, you know, to do the best I can do and to help this team, you know, get back to a championship level. And if it means me at Mike and DJ outside or DJ in the middle or someone else, whatever it takes. And, you know, like I've been in Seattle and I was a backup for 3 years and I know what it takes we went to a Super Bowl and we lost. And it's the worst feeling in the world. I don't ever want to have to go through something like that again. And there's not going to be no better feeling when you get an opportunity to win one. And to be a backup there, I learned a lot. You know, you could take it as a situation and pout and, you know, complain because you're not the starter, or you can excel and be a team player and, you know, play special teams. And that's kind of how I took it. And, you know, my team up there voted me a captain, that nature on special teams. And I just took it as the best as I can. So it kind of all worked out.
Did DJ indicate a preference to you that he'd like to stay at middle?
No, I haven't even spoken to him if he's more comfortable in the middle, outside or whatnot. But I know in college he played outside and that's pretty much all I know. You know, getting down the road, we just get more comfortable with guys. You get an idea, and you talk, and where guys feel most comfortable.
How does it make you feel knowing that they moved him to the inside last year? And the feeling was he would be the inside linebacker for years to come. And now with you coming in, there's the consideration of moving him back to the outside. How does it make you feel knowing that they're considering moving him back because of you?
Right. You know, like I said, I'm the new guy in town, and how the coaches are seeing things and visualizing how they want the defense to be, you know, is kind of in their hands. The only thing I can do is just compete at the best of my ability and play hard every time I'm out there and just show them that, you know, I could, you know, be their Mike linebacker for them. So, you know, if they feel like, you know, whatever situation they want to work it, you know, like I said, I'm all for it. They've been coaching for many years, and I'm sure they're smarter than I am out there.
Well, whichever situation they want to work in, is it is it going to fit for you being an outside linebacker?
You know, I played, you know, Mike linebacker pretty much my whole life. In Seattle, we had some injuries, and coach bumped me outside, and I pretty much knew all three positions in Seattle, but my main position was Mike. I have played outside in an NFL game, not much, but I'm most comfortable in the middle.
Nico, you obviously became a very good special teams player over the last years. If you are a starter on defense, would you still want to be a special teams contributor as well? Is that something you even thought about?
I'm sure. I mean, it would kind of be a little awkward not even playing special teams. Even when I was a starter in college, they always had me either on one or two special teams. So to I always mess with Lofa all the time because he doesn't play a special team, and he kind of wants to go out there sometimes. I'm like, yeah, all right, Lofa, good luck. So, you know, I've never even had an opportunity to not be on a special team, even though I was a starter. So whatever, you know, the coaches feel and want, I'm all for that.
I didn't know if it was something you like a lot. That's, you know, something you want to keep doing, no matter
well,
what.
To be honest with you, in college, I was a starter, so special teams was kind of like, damn, I got to go out there special teams. And then as I was a backup in the league, I started really enjoying it, and I started taking a lot of pride in it. And I felt, you know, if I'm doing this, I'm going to try to be the best at it and, you know, try to make a Pro Bowl at it if I can. And last year I had a pretty good year, started off strong and finished, you know, I wish I finished a little stronger than I did. But, you know, obviously whatever, you know, I'm out there doing, I take a lot of pride in it.
Tell us about the challenge of going from being a guy who hasn't played that much in the league to coming to a team that's had defensive issues and maybe moving in at middle linebacker position and maybe has more responsibility than anywhere else in the defense.
You know, I don't I've been in the league for 4 years now. In Seattle, the Mike linebackers pretty much run the entire defense. You know, we make mostly all the calls. So I'm very confident in kind of what I do. I feel like as soon as I kind of learn the defense, I'll be more comfortable out there and I'll be playing a lot better and get an idea how to line people up in the terminology here. And, you know, I've been doing this for 4 years, played next to Pro Bowlers, played behind a Pro Bowler, and mentally I know what it takes to excel in this league. And it, you know, as long as mentally I'm prepared, I think it shouldn't be a big issue. Obviously, the perception is, you know, he's a backup player in Seattle for 4 years. What will he do as a starter? But in reality, in Seattle, you know, my teammates and my coaches, they have all the confidence in the world for me being a starter. They just knew, you know, being under contract and the situation I was, my kind of hands were tied. And if anything happened to Lofa, I was the guy up. But, you know, Lofa obviously has had three phenomenal years and stayed pretty much healthy. And, you know, that's kind of the situation I've been in. So, you know, I understand people are going to talk and say, you know, he hasn't started a game and, you know, why should we be confident in him? And that's very understandable. That's kind of why, you know, talking about it on March 25th isn't going to get anything done. You know, let the game play itself out and let the play on the field, you know, do most of the talking. So
to follow on that, I mean, like you said, no fault of your own. You're playing behind a great player. People do say, who is this guy?
Exactly.
So let me ask you. How would you classify yourself as a player since people really haven't seen you play at middle linebacker?
Well, like I said, finishing up my statement before, I mean, only time will tell, you know, playing it on the field. I could tell you right now, oh, I'm going to be a Pro Bowler. I could tell you right now, I'm not going to, you know, I could be a backup. You know, it's just, it's tough for me to be in a situation and tell you all these great things about me when the only way it'll be settled and done is playing out in practice and getting it done on the field.
I guess what I mean is, how would you describe your style?
My style is more of a aggressive, physical linebacker, especially in the run game. I like to, you know, throw my nose in there a lot. Kind of play a little angry out there with a chip on my shoulder a lot of the times. Kind of a vocal guy. I like to talk, do a little bit of talking, kind of get a feel of a game where, you know, you know, everyone's out there competing, and whatever side I'm on is obviously the side that I want to win. No one likes losing, but I sure do love winning, I'll tell you that. And, you know, just you know, kind of being more poised out there and running the tire defense is kind of, you know, what I think a Mike Limer should do. And I feel like, you know, that's probably my best asset, getting guys lined up, being vocal, make sure everyone's got the right checks and the calls and things of that nature. Because, you know, if guys understand what they're doing and got the calls and are confident and don't really have to think much, that's when they play their best. But when you're out there making all these checks and guys are trying to make checks and everybody's on a different page, then it's tough to win ball games that way. So,
while you are your own person, this franchise is a little more than a year removed from Al Wilson. When you were interviewing, or since you've been here, what have you heard about him? And maybe they want a guy in the middle like Al, leadership on the field, off the field. I know you're your own guy, but what have you heard about him?
I mean, I only been here 2 days, so I haven't really heard anything about Al Wilson. But obviously, being in the league the same time he was in Seattle, we run a 4-3 defense. They ran a 4-3 defense here, so we would watch a lot of tape. And as being Mike linebackers, you know, me and Lofa, we try to watch, you know, probably the better Pro Bowler linebackers in the league, and we, you know, put up Al's tape and watch him. And obviously, he was a great player, relentless, running to the ball, hitting guys, being a leader out there, lining guys up, things of that nature, and got a lot of respect for him. But as you know, hearing things about him as right now, I haven't heard anything.